welcome to the Young Hollywood Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Gomez, and in this episode, we are going to be having a little bit of a deep talk. It's going to be a little different. I'm just going to be talking about some feelings that I've been having for the past few months and just how I'm feeling in terms of filmmaking, podcasting, and just content creation in general. So if that's something that interests you, just sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. Thank you. Alright guys, hello and welcome back to the podcast, episode 46. As I stated in the title, this is going to be a little bit of a deep talk, as this is something that's kind of been on my mind for the past few months, and I figured now would be the right time to just get it off my chest, just regarding just how I've been feeling. Not just in terms of content creation, but just personally. So this is definitely something I've been wanting to talk about. This might be a little difficult to talk about, so just bear with me. I'm going to try my best to give you guys all the best details, so here we go. Alright, so as you guys know, in my last podcast, I was talking about how I was just really having a tough time to find drive or motivation to do anything regarding film, and I just didn't know like what to do. Well, fast forward almost 2 months, and I'm still kind of feeling that way. And to be perfectly honest, I don't know if I'll ever do a film again. The podcast is something that I would definitely like to keep up, but given some circumstances, like regarding like my personal life, a lot my situation has changed. And it's definitely made it difficult to be more consistent with this and giving more time and effort to it. So just to give you guys a little bit of background, I just feel like I haven't really been having any sense of purpose lately. This just doesn't apply to film, this just applies to me personally. I don't really know what I'm doing, I don't really know what I even want to do in life, and I know I'm not the only person my age that feels this way, but it's just frustrating because I feel like I've brought this up in the past. I feel like I'm going in circles, and I kind of feel like I'm not getting the most out of my days, not really as much as I should. My life for the past 3 months almost has pretty much just consisted of school and work. And it's been a struggle, and I haven't really had much free time. And if I do have any free time, it's very brief and things like that. But other than that, it has mainly just been work. I haven't had any time to put into my hobbies or anything like that. It's just been very frustrating. It's not that I don't want to do something. I do have scripts that I've finished. It's just a matter of finding time to film, but it's not anybody's fault, because I mean, hey, life happens. You get a job, you have to start working, you have to balance work and school and a personal life. It can be very challenging, especially in the very beginning, and it's just been very, very hard. And I feel like as this episode goes on, you're gonna hear me repeating a lot of the same things, so if that gets a little annoying, I'm just gonna apologize ahead of time. These feelings have been really hitting me hard, especially in the past month, and when it comes to this, when it comes to the podcast, when it comes to filming, when it comes to what have you, when it comes to Mag Films, or this whole dream that I had, the whole reason why I even started this podcast in the first place, to be honest, I can say I don't really know what the future holds. I don't know if there even is a future in this to begin with. I'm kind of experiencing, I wouldn't say burnout. Maybe it's a touch of burnout before it was, but this feels different. This kind of feels more like, I don't know, self-doubt. I just don't feel like I have time. I feel like I'm busy. I feel like the people I collaborate with are busy. I just feel like it's a much bigger challenge, and I don't really know how to handle it. I don't really have a groove. I don't really have a schedule that I stick to. I think my biggest problem as of right now would definitely have to be structure. And I mean, it makes sense. I mean, I got a lot going on. I got a lot on my plate, just trying to balance and trying to figure things out. So it's just been very, very tough. And I don't know exactly what to do. I've talked to people, I've talked to family, and I've talked to friends, and they've provided me with some great insight. And I think what I can say is, as of right now, what I'm gonna do is just do the only thing I can do, which is take it one day at a time. And while that is very simple, straightforward advice, it is definitely something that I should be following, as I think it'll be very easy for me. And the best I can do is just take it one day at a time, write when I can, record something if I can, maybe even film something if I can. Just see if I could start getting some things up, maybe build more of a structure, maybe have a little bit more of a schedule. Because right now I kind of feel like I'm kind of just drifting and kind of aimlessly like wandering and just doing whatever. And I mean, yeah, I have school and work, but I am not really giving it. But I have other things to fill my time, and I'm kind of just wasting that time, it feels like. When these days it kind of feels like it's coming in short supply. And when I'm not working or doing school, I feel already very drained and exhausted, and I don't want to have to deal with anything for the rest of the day. I just want to chill, listen to music, read, watch a movie, or play video games. Meanwhile, the YouTube channel really hasn't seen any new content. This podcast has been seeing episodes sporadically every 2 to 3 months, and it's not really getting any consistency. And with that, we're kind of suffering. If I'm trying to grow a little filmmaking, what have you, community, I gotta put in the time and the effort. And one of the biggest things I learned when I first started doing this was the biggest thing I was ever told was consistency was key. And right now, I don't have any of the keys with me. And because of that, I'm stumbling. Like, I really don't know what to do. And I'm trying very hard to get back in a groove and just get back in my element. And it's been very challenging. I've tried so many times. I've tried recording this episode so many times. I've done tons of episodes with you guys. How many times have I told you guys that I'm going to reboot the channel? And some of you probably wait and you don't get anything. And I feel bad because if I want to build an audience, it's got to be built off of trust. And right now, it feels like there's no trust on my end because I'm not doing anything to make me seem trustworthy as a creator. I'm not putting in the time and effort. Therefore, I'm not going to get a lot out of this. So something needs to be done. A change has to be made, and I have to be willing to just completely change the way I do things if I want to get this thing off the ground. Now, I've said this from the beginning. When I first started this podcast, I said that I by no means want to have just millions of followers, subscribers, what have you. I don't want to be on the level of Steven Spielberg, George Lucas, Tarantino, etc., etc. I want to be me. I want to carve out my own path. And I want to make my own films. And I want to create and, above all, inspire. Because that's what movies did for me. And I want to provide that for everyone else. So I've been debating this for quite a long time. I've been kicking around a lot of ideas on how to bring the channel back, how to bring this podcast back. And I think for now, I could say I have a steady idea, at least on the podcast side of things. I do know that I am gonna be putting a little more attention to the podcast. I'm not gonna be uploading as frequently, but you're not gonna be getting as big of a gap in between releases as you guys have been getting in the past. I think what I'm gonna do now is probably release I want to say 2 to 3 episodes a month. That's probably the most you're probably going to get. And I'm probably not going to be releasing too much. What I'm probably going to end up be doing, I'm saying that a lot, is I'm going to release one episode at the beginning of the month and one episode at the end of the month. That was one of my old schedules, and I think I'm going to revert back to that for the time being until I can come up with some steady, consistent way to keep delivering this podcast for you guys. Well, no, this is kind of the big thing that I've been wanting to get off my chest for a while, as it has really been bothering me, and I figured I owe it to some people to know what was going on. I feel bad for not really being honest with my audience and just keeping them updated on what's been going on. But yeah, as of right now, all I can say is I don't really know what's next for Mag Films or the podcast. All I can say right now is you guys are going to be getting some podcast episodes. You guys are going to be getting a couple more after this one, and then after that, it's pretty much just go from there. I'm just going to take it day by day, do it little by little, and try not to stretch myself so thin, as I do have very little time nowadays, and it's definitely going to be a little bit more of a challenge now that I have different responsibilities. I will, however, make sure that whenever I do make anything, I'm going to put my whole heart and soul into it, because you guys deserve it, and I need to prove to myself that I even can do it, because I feel like that's mainly something that I've been struggling with, is I haven't really been challenging myself or pushing myself to do anything, really. I mean, it's mainly just been, oh, I'll get around to it, but I never will, because I procrastinate all the time, and I'm very lazy, and a lot of the things that I say are easier said than done, and that is something that I've struggled with, not just with content creation, but just life in general, and it's something that I've been constantly working on every day. All I'll say is that if you guys have stuck with me this long, whether you're new and this is your introduction to the podcast, or whether you've been here for a while, or even if you've been here from day one, I just want to let you guys know I appreciate you giving me your time to just express like how I'm feeling, because that's what this podcast has mainly been becoming. Rather than film, it's mainly just been me venting my problems to you guys, but it's honestly very therapeutic, and I'm very grateful that I have this as an outlet to express myself personally and creatively, and I'm just forever grateful for those of you who tune in whenever you can, and I just words can't express how I feel. I'm very grateful to be able to do this. I love doing this. At the end of the day, film is my passion. I love talking about it. I love sharing it, and I love making it. So when it comes to when I ask myself, will I ever make a film again? As of right now, I could say I don't know. But in the long run, never say never. All I can say is that I'm just going to take it one day at a time, and I'm going to try and do the best I can to give you guys the best content. And I'm going to do my best to keep you guys posted, as I do want you guys to stay with me on this journey, as it is something that is very close to me. But as always, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I'm sorry if the podcast has been very consistent in terms of being kind of, I don't know, however you want to interpret it, whether it's been a little down. There really hasn't been much. A lot of it's just me venting my problems, and a lot of it hasn't really been too exciting. Hopefully we can change that. But as of right now, I can confirm to you guys that you guys will be getting an episode 47 and 48 coming up. And then after that, we'll just go from there and see what we got to do next. But as always, thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate each and every single one of you. As always, you can like and share this podcast with a friend and listen to it on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you else prefer to listen. As always, this has been the Young Hollywood Podcast. I am Michael Gomez. Thank you for listening. Take care.